With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome to a post-Infocom edition wrap-up episode of my Rants and Raves, and I'm excited to be joined with Robert Detweiler, who's a senior director of product management and training for Planar. And you guys had a phenomenal showing. I got a chance to take a tour of your entire booth of the show, and I had my favorite product, which I'll just go ahead and say what it was. Y'all did a curved interactive LED that blew my mind. Like, You always do the first of everything. And that's the first time I've seen anything. Like, I remember the first interactive LED, that was you. I remember going out and playing with it and doing a little social video for it for the show. But this time you did it curved. It was incredible, Robert. I don't know which part of your team did that, but it was just incredible.
It was a fantastic demo. That was our Carbon Light CLI 109. 09 was actually one of the major aspects of that thing, because it was curved at such a fine pitch.
Yeah.
And then we added a GOB that helped protect it. And we worked with TSI Touch to help put together the curved touch aspect of that. And so it really did come together well.
Yeah. The video's on our website. You can go watch it. We put a little B-roll here while we were looking at it, but you should go watch it at raypubs.com. Type in Planar and you're going to see how well this thing works. But what was your favorite thing of the show? Like, what do you think was the hot thing at the show? I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
Well, I think there's several things that I thought were great that we put on this year. I think the show really did work for us, lots of traffic. But one of the things that I think was that I want to share and talk about more, or that I think we got a lot of response from, was our Wall Director Cloud software as a service offering that really is a way for our customers to help maintain their Planar displays, to check in on them and make sure that they're running well, and to get help if anything arises during their use.
Yeah, so obviously remote management in general is going to be a critical thing, because as people go not back to the office and are managing stuff from home, and they're also now managing more stuff. Like, even I can see it in a university, right, where I teach, where we used to have, you know, AV people in every single department. Now we have a centralized AV department managing the entire campus.
And the campus might not be one location. The campus might be multiple. Exactly.
Yeah. And so tell me the functionality. Like, what can I do with this? Like, I mean, obviously I know I can look and I can tell if things are on or off, what's working right, what else can I do? And where do you see the future of this going? Because obviously what I saw at Planar was very impressive, but I know that you must have some kind of a future vision for where you see this going.
Sure. So, I mean, you would expect things like the displays on, the signals on, things are running well. And we're able to do all that because we programmed that into many of our displays for a long time. So we're supporting a lot of our ultra-res large flat panels, and we're supporting all of our tiled video wall products, whether it's Matrix or a LED platform, as long as it's running on our Wall Director hardware. And so we're able to support that the system is running and signals coming in, and that power supplies are operating functionally as they should, and everything within the system is working. But we have plans to actually go much deeper. We showed a prototype of pixel level monitoring that we're working on to add that functionality into the hardware, into the cabinet hardware and the LED cabinet hardware. And once that happens, we'll be able to put things like that into Wall Director Cloud as well. And what that really speaks to is the very, very specific details that we're going to be able to see. And so you can imagine that we'll be able to get a lot more data from our products, and our customers will be able to benefit from it.
So what you can imagine, or, you know, maybe I'm overthinking this, is that you'd know exactly what part of a wall might be having problems or issues, or how that might be affecting how the whole wall looks. Because you have some pretty awesome auto calibration functionality. When you add a new component to a wall, it recalibrates it to look like the life of the rest of the wall. You've got some really neat features like that. And then you also have the ability to do that with multiple displays in the same facility. But do you imagine that you'll be able to actually look at content and see if it looks different in one place versus the other and why that might be the case, even granular at that level?
I think there's a potential future in that direction. It hasn't quite been decided yet, but what we demoed was actually seeing LED behavior itself, the single LED down to the dye behavior. And so you can imagine, depending on how we develop on that, there could be lots of different avenues on what can be shared with a customer.
You've really kind of taken the lead here too, because there aren't a lot of display companies that are offering much more than just basic management of their equipment beyond turning things on and off and knowing if it's on and off.
Well, exactly. And I think we're taking one step further in the sense that we're in it with the customer. So they get to monitor all their displays and use the system as they want. But if they happen to need additional support, they can invite in their integrator partner, somebody that might be local, or they can invite in Planar just with a click of a button to say, I'm experiencing something I've never experienced before and I need some help.
So basically, in a way, the integrator could white label this service to the customer as well?
In a way, yeah. The customer actually has to invite them in, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can imagine if your job isn't managing LEDs on an everyday basis, it would be nice to have somebody else who did do that on an everyday basis managing those things, because they're going to get more pervasive. Like, I mean, we're the smallest amount of LEDs on Earth right now. It's only going to get bigger. You're not going to have less of it. You're only going to have more of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So can I change the subject a second and kind of talk about overall your presence at Infocom? It was the first time in a long time that you'd had Layard and Planar together in the same booth. And you actually showed some really some neat kind of application stuff as well. You had a curved display in the booth. Talk about where you are right now, because Planar, I've always looked at Planar. And we said this even months ago. I did a podcast with Adam. I've always looked at Planar as the one LED company that always really laser focused on supporting the channel. I want to know kind of where do you see all this fitting in and how that show was for you with the new Layard product line there as well.
Sure. So as you followed, we released a family of products that was labeled Layard. And as some people might know, that Layard means more in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
We're bringing forth many products that we hadn't brought to the market before, like large pitch or rental, and some unique technologies like COB that will be under the Layard bucket of products, right? So the family, the product family. Part of what we're trying to do there is bring those products to market similar to how some of our competition do, with less burden, less overhead, trying to keep the cost smaller in that space, but still bring it through from Planar, a trusted brand.
Yeah, and I think that's a good move, because the alternative is kind of honestly going to a bunch of companies that don't have support maybe inside the country, especially in North America, as an example, where you need local support, right? I mean, let's be honest, there are going to be installations where somebody put it in and just expects it to have X life, and then you're just going to replace it. Most people see this as a long-term investment, and the issue is not necessarily the hardware, it's the support of the hardware. I've seen
the support of the hardware and where to call, and is that company even going to be around today? And I think with Planar, you can answer the question yes.
Exactly. And I think what your movement with this management system with Wall Director, I could see that as being a differentiator too.
It could be. Now, we're not currently supporting the Layard family of products with that, but that's not to say that one day that might change.
Yeah. Or maybe it's an option. Look, all those products are at planar.com. Of course, we went around and shot videos of everything they had in their booth. And I'm going to encourage you to watch. Definitely start with my tour. Actually, Adam did a great tour of the whole booth and kind of gives you an idea of sort of how everything was positioned. You can see all that at raypubs.com/infocom. Type in Planar in the video search window, and I'll put a link directly to that in the description of this as well. Robert, I really appreciate it. Thanks for all you do for the industry. And I appreciate you pushing my mantra. I mean, the beginning of the year, I said this was going to be the year of the cloud. Everyone was talking about AI, and I think AI was big at InfoComm, but not as big as the cloud. I think a lot more people were talking about what kind of things you were doing with the cloud and others, more so than AI. So I appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for spending the time.
Yep. Thank you very much. Thanks for watching. Of course, as I mentioned, all of our InfoComm covers at raypos.com/InfoComm. And don't forget to check out planar.com. Ransom Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Ransom Raves.